Exclusive: Border Patrol rescues drowning illegal alien determined to enter United States. By Randy Clark on September 9, 2026. A U.S.-Mexico border that is harder to cross than at any time in history did not deter one illegal alien from risking his life to cross the Rio Grande near Laredo. He nearly drowned in the process. Border Patrol agents assigned to the agency's Marine unit were able to rescue the man just moments before he disappeared under the murky, swift-moving water. The agents, part of the Border Patrol's Laredo Sector Marine unit, rescued the man shortly after he attempted to ford the river on August 29. The unidentified illegal alien was among a group of six illegal aliens attempting to make landfall in the South Texas border city. Agents first observed the group attempting to cross into the United States around 7:30 a.m. Agents on the Border Patrol Marine vessel observed the six people attempting to cross the Rio Grande and noticed one member of the group struggling to stay afloat in the swift current and repeatedly submerging during the illegal crossing. In their report, agents noted that the illegal alien struggling to stay afloat went underwater for several seconds on multiple occasions and appeared unable to safely remain above the surface. Agents aboard the U.S. Border Patrol vessel responded to the emergency, reached the man in distress, and pulled him from the water. Border Patrol emergency medical technicians were summoned and evaluated the unidentified man following the rescue. After receiving emergency first aid, the man was transferred to Laredo Sector Border Patrol agents for processing and removal. The other five illegal aliens were also arrested by Border Patrol agents and processed in accordance with applicable law and policy for removal from the United States. Laredo Sector Chief Patrol Agent Desi De Leon noted the dangers posed by crossing the deadly river and lauded his agent's quick response during the emergency, saying, "This rescue is a reminder of how dangerous the Rio Grande can be and how quickly an attempted crossing can become a life-threatening emergency. Our agents have a duty to enforce the law and secure the border, but they also have a responsibility to protect human life. When someone is in distress, our agents act quickly." According to the Border Patrol, the Rio Grande remains one of the most dangerous crossing areas along the southwest border. Strong currents, shifting depths, fatigue, and changing river conditions can overwhelm a person within seconds, even in areas that may appear calm from the surface. As reported by Breitbart Texas, the entire U.S.-Mexico border was declared the deadliest land border crossing by the United Nations in 2023 at the peak of record illegal border crossings under the Biden administration. Despite a reduction in monthly illegal crossings by more than 90% during the second term of President Trump compared to monthly averages under the previous administrations, illegal aliens are still making attempts to cross the dangerous Rio Grande. Correspondingly, rescues have dropped dramatically under this administration compared with peak illegal crossing periods under the Biden administration. According to CBP, during fiscal year 2023, more than 37,000 rescues occurred along the southwest border. During fiscal year 2026, between October and July, the Border Patrol conducted 1,128 rescues, a drop of more than 96%. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkG.